What do you guys need to do to get the running game on track?
Man, we got to have all 11 on their job all at the same time. You know, I have to watch the film and stuff. You know, it's like one little bit here. It's like one little bit there. It's like, you know, as a football, you got to have all 11 on the same page, and we're close. That's the thing that makes it so frustrating, because it's so close, and, you know, close don't get you nowhere in the NFL. But we've been working on trying to get those things fixed and get everybody on the same page on one complete play. You know, got a couple plays where you got 9 good blocks, and I had that one, you know, and that's the one that's hurting us. So that's where we're at right now, and it's a good thing to know that we're still that close and we're not so far away where we got to go and mix all this stuff up and change a lot of stuff. So that is a good feeling, knowing that we're that close. And I didn't know that until after I watched the film.
It's just a matter of getting a few runs going, and you guys can sort of get into a rhythm.
Is that we gotta get started early. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard, you know, first run or if you run on the first down, you run on the second down, and you don't get two positive yards because it's putting TD in a bad spot. You know, third down, you know, his playbook ain't as big as it is if it's third and short. You know what I'm saying? So we got to start doing better early. I think that's why we haven't been able to get that many runs in, because we haven't started as fast as we need to so we can sustain drives and sustain runs. So we get behind a little bit, then we get into that one-dimensional passing game. And that's what's been happening the last 2 weeks, you know, after – you know, I was a little hot after the game Sunday, so I had to calm it down, watching all the film and stuff. You know, I get to see stuff. I'm going to be able to explain more stuff to you, because I really didn't know after the game Sunday, because I was still frustrated and just coming straight off the field.
What do you see from Baltimore in terms of, I mean, their defense is always so good, but they've given up a lot this year.
I feel like they're in the same spot as us.
Yeah.
But different. I feel like, you know, they're crawling. They're clawing. We're clawing. Like it's gonna be a good battle, gonna be a good matchup. I do still feel like their defense is playing good ball. They're big guys. They're hard to move, and they, you know, coming off the last 4 games, they don't do too much stuff. They say we don't put here. You got to beat us. So we're gonna see if they're gonna do anything different. You know, with EJ in there and with us struggling in the past couple of weeks, we're gonna see if they do anything different. But watching film, you know, they're pretty straightforward. And they say, come on, you gotta beat us. So we're gonna see if they change anything up this week. But we're getting prepared for it.
Whether it be, you know, psychologically or just personnel wise, because EJ has more experience, are you guys better equipped to handle Derek going down than you were last year?
Man, I don't know, man. I mean, that's tough. I mean, I thought Connor came in last year and did a great job, man. You know, being a rookie, too, coming in there, you got to understand, you know, they're two different quarterbacks, two different guys. EJ has started in this league. EJ does have a lot more experience. But I feel like, you know, both our backup quarterbacks are great to come in there and do damage. You know, EJ does have a little bit, you know, I mean, I'm a veteran, so he is a little bit seasoned veteran, you know, has a little bit more experience. But, you know, I feel like they both could come in there and do whatever we need to get this thing going and get us getting some wins.
What's the adjustment period been like going from Derek to EJ? What does it take to get acclimated to that?
I mean, as an offensive lineman, it's not really much with us. I mean, I've been seeing him on the side, you know, doing extra passes with the tight ends and receivers and stuff, you know, getting time and stuff down with that. Though the biggest thing with me is just adjusting to his voice. I'm getting my timing out with his play calling and hearing his voice and getting my timing down with that, getting used to that. That's pretty much, man. We got to block and run no matter who's back there. You know, we're going to miss D.C., man. D.C.'s our guy. That's my guy. You know, he leads our offense. He leads our team. We're going to miss him, man. But, you know, talked to him this morning, man. He's very ahead of schedule, so I'm looking forward to that. That was good news to hear from him today.
This is the start of an important stretch for this team, 3-game homestand. You guys don't play at Oakland for another month after that, over that. How important is just getting to a fast start to this whole thing?
It's very important. You know, the thing is, good question, because the thing is, you know, you try not to think about it, because you want to take it one game at a time. But it is kind of in the back of the head, like, hey, these 3 are good because they're 3 at home, you know. But I still got to get to that moment, take it 1 week at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself. But it is a good 3-week stretch, like you said. It's very important for us, you know, especially after these last 2 weeks, you know, getting stuff back, being at home in front of your home crowd, you know, being to stay in the facility of everything, on the travel and stuff like that. So these 3 weeks are going to be important. But we're focused on Baltimore right now and 1 week at a time. And, you know, if we come out strong this week, it will be very good for us to pick up that momentum. We need some momentum.
Why do you think you guys have started slow the last couple of weeks?
You know what, man? If I to be honest with you, I'm not, I hope you don't take it the wrong way. If I knew that, we wouldn't have started slow last week. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so we're trying to figure them things out and get those things going. But, you know, like it might have to go back to the same thing, everybody being on the same page. you know, all 11 on one page. It's not like we're having missed assignments or stuff like that. It's just like, it's, you gotta understand, football is like, it's 11 boxing matches, one-on-one. You ain't gonna win all those boxing matches, you know? So we're on some plays, you know, it might be one guy, it might be two guys. We gotta get all those guys all on the same page. But that's the thing that's positive, is that we're that close. We're not far away. It's not like we got people running free, like it's scheme-wise, stuff like that. You know, we're very close. So that's the positive.
When you're blocking them, do you even always know who the back is behind you, and does it matter?
No, I don't. I don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'll peek back there, like, because, you know, some pass protections, like, I have to peek to see if he's on my side. Mm-hmm. You know, I know, but I still peek just in case, because I might have a chip that play. Mm-hmm. So I'll just make sure. But I don't really pay attention to that. You know, sometimes, you know, I know in the first drive, Marshawn's going to be out there.
Yeah.
And I know that. So that's a thing. But I really don't look at that. That's great. I'm thinking about, like, I should look at that. I was just thinking in my head, like, I'm like, I should think about that, but I don't.
Marshawn really
don't.
Obviously didn't play a lot during the preseason, nor should he. And then he's still only in his fourth game here. I'm wondering if you guys are still learning him and he's still learning.
Oh, he
you.
Definitely is. He definitely is. You know, he sat down with us on the plane, and, you know, he sat down and watched some film with me and Rodney, you know, asking us, you know, what we're reading or what we're thinking on this, what we're thinking. He's definitely still learning, still coming into stuff, man. This is new for him. Mm-hmm. A whole totally different scheme than what he ran in Seattle for his whole career, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So he's definitely getting better. But the thing is, I know what he's doing this week is he's spending a lot of extra time. He's meeting with my offensive line coach and getting some behind-the-scenes stuff on their own to get stuff going so we can get stuff flowing, man.
You watch film on the way home from Denver?
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Yes. You sat with him on the plane on the way home from Denver?
Yeah, he came in and out, you know, a couple plays. He didn't sit by me, but he's not too far. So a couple of I'll be like, hey, come look at this. Or he'll come ask me about that, you know, because mm-hmm. We usually get the film done. You know, if you go through the film, you usually get done about 20 minutes. If you just really just – if I'm just watching me, I get the film done in 20 minutes. I'm just watching myself, you know. Mm-hmm. So but I watch the whole thing. You know, I go through the film more than once throughout the week before I get back. Like, by Wednesday, I'll watch the film probably at least 2-3 times, you know, the game. Because first time I'm just watching me. Mm-hmm. Second time I watch the other stuff. And third time I'm watching, just, I try to catch everything, you know.